You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Let's go out to the phones right now. Dan Kilbridge, SpartanTailgate.com with us. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, good, guys. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for joining us. Just wanted to get your take. We've been talking a lot about this game, obviously, tonight. Do you think this is a must-win game for Michigan State tonight?
You know, I'm glad you asked. I'm normally opposed to the whole idea of a must-win game, mostly because I think it's misused. Like, you hear it tossed out, like, about the Texas game earlier this year because they needed a big non-conference win. You know, that's not a must-win game. There are no must-win games in December. But I think when you look at this one, it is absolutely a must-win because of the situation they've put themselves in. I mean, you got to think they have to win three games minimum unless they want to win the tournament, right? You got to win three of the next five and then probably a game the first day of the tournament to get in. So I think at this point, you know, when you got to go to Minnesota, you got to go to Chrysler, and you host Purdue, none of those are givens. I think this is absolutely a must-win game, and Tom Izzo said as much. And, you know, I think the Spartans know that, and they've certainly played with that sort of pressure before, so I don't think it'll be anything they can't handle at this point.
Hey, Dan, it's Scott. How realistic is it for them to do that?
I think it's pretty realistic. You know, I don't think there's any way Illinois shoots as well as they did that first meeting. And you know, they shot 53%, made a lot of long threes, which has obviously happened to State a lot this year, and some of that is due in part to their perimeter defense. But I think when you factor in the crowd, you know, Breslin was really good for the Penn State game, and that was when they were playing so bad going into it, and then all they needed was those first couple minutes to get going, and they played really well, and the crowd was really behind them. So I think that's going to be a big factor. Saturday night, 9 o'clock, College Game Day in the house. You know it's going to be an exciting atmosphere. And then I think, obviously, you like their chances more with a healthy Delvon Rowe. I don't know how much he can go or if he can do a lot more than he did in that Ohio State game when he played 8 minutes, but I think this is a game that the Spartans can win and then build a little more confidence moving down the stretch here.
Dan Kilbridge, SpartanTailgate.com, with us talking about Michigan State, Illinois. Dan, you're talking about Delvon Rowe. How about another player that's been missing, Darrell Summers? Is he a lost cause at this point, or what? I mean, what do they need to do to get him going? Because they need him badly.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I knew what to tell you. I think Izzo does too. I mean, it's just so puzzling at this point when you got a guy who's clearly done it before, like he did in the tournament last year and did, throughout his freshman, sophomore, junior seasons. And he's always been kind of an up-and-down player, but I don't think we've ever seen him been this bad. I mean, that Ohio State game was probably the worst game he's ever had with the 0-for-1. And, you know, I think for Summers right now at this point, he's just got to look to try to take shots. I mean, when you're a shooter like that and you don't have all the intangibles, I don't think he's going to change his game overnight to be, a great passer. I don't think that's ever going to happen. But when you look at the things he can do, he can shoot, and I think that's what he needs to look to do first and foremost, even if the shot's not falling. I mean, you got to do something to try to get out of it, and I think that's what's frustrates people the most and frustrates fans when they think there's a lack of effort here. And I don't think it's a lack of effort necessarily. But
no, it looks like a confidence thing to me, not effort.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I think, and he's kind of an introverted guy, so, you know, he has a tendency to maybe shut down and not reach out for help when he should. And I think maybe just the pressure of getting back to another Final Four, the pressure of playing for the NBA, which is huge when you're a senior in a position like Darrell, and he's really hurt his draft stock. You know, I don't think there's any chance he gets drafted next year at this rate unless he does something remarkable in the tournament. I think for him it's just got to be talking to his teammates and just looking for his shot on the floor, and he can't shut down. You know, he's just got to realize he's done so much the past 3 years, there's just no reason it has to end this way, and hopefully he can work his way out of it a little bit.
talking to Dan Kilbridge from SpartanTailgate.com here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Dan, seems like most of the year people, I mean, in the media, fans, everything's talking about the turnaround. Just wait for Izzo, wait late in the season, you get that turnaround. Then Izzo in press conferences and everything, he's saying, oh, it's just these small things we have to fix. There's five games left. What can they do to possibly, I mean, just kind of fix this season?
I think they can take better care of the ball, for one, than they did Tuesday. I mean, I think that's something that you can control. And the turnovers have always kind of been a problem the past however many years under Izzo. But I think, you know, there's no reason to have as many as they did at Ohio State. So that's one thing. And they can control the hustle plays, things like that. And I saw a lot more of that against Penn State, guys diving after loose balls, fighting through screens harder. I think there was a lot more of that in that Penn State game. I think that's one of the big reasons they had such a good first half. There was just more energy about the team. They were doing things differently. They were hitting the glass hard. And it really reminded me more of those Michigan State teams that we're used to seeing that, I mean, wasn't even close to what these guys looked like for part of the Big Ten season here. But I think they started to get that back a little bit. They showed it against Ohio State. You know, they got some winnable games coming up. Obviously, given the way the season has gone, you know, none of them are certainly gimmies, and you can't take anything for granted. But I think as long as they continue to do those things that Tom Izzo demands, like the hustle plays, play with energy, play with passion, I think they'll be all right here and maybe could turn it around if they keep doing things that way.
Talking about that Ohio State game, one of the biggest differences that was noticeable to everybody, the points in the paint, and Derek Nix stepping up, having a big game, Adrian Payne coming out. What sparked them to do that?
I think, you know, they just realized that they haven't been shooting well for so long. I mean, they shot pretty well in the Penn State game, but the outside shot wasn't falling, and you don't want to get into that kind of a game with Ohio State with the shooters they do have. I mean, I know everyone talks about Solinger, but they've got Diebler, Lady, I mean, that Buford, they have guys that can shoot the ball. And so I think Michigan State made a more concerted effort to go into the paint, and that was something that they haven't done much of this season. Some of that's due to personnel. Some of that's due to the guys they have at the guard position and the way they distribute. But I think that was just good to see Nix and Payne get going. I mean, we haven't seen Payne play that well since the non-conference. And he showed glimpses of why, you know, he was such a heralded recruit. He's definitely got talent and he can score. And then Derek Nix, I think the conditioning continues to get better. We see him pedaling away on the exercise bike after every practice, trying to do the things right that he needs to do. And so, you know, he's got some great feet and quickness. And when he's playing at that weight, you know, when he's not carrying a ton of extra weight, he's pretty shifty in the paint, and he's got some moves, and that's why he's Mr. Basketball. So I think they've got some post players that can score, and if they keep going to him that early and make it part of the game plan, they'll have more confidence, and I think they'll all play better if they continue to do that.
Well, what Nick showed me, if he dropped a little bit more weight, he's got the body type and the footwork. He's not that far off from Jared Sullinger, really.
No, Colt Nick's my boy. I've always liked talking to him. You know, he's one of the most interesting guys to talk
to. He'll give you a quote, that's for sure.
And, yeah, I mean, he won't waste any words. But, yeah, I mean, he's definitely a talented kid. And it's been kind of, you know, I'm sure it's hard for him having to go through everything he went through with, you know, everything being so public about his weight. You know, he's gaining weight, he's losing weight, he's not going to Hawaii. It's all part of the public, and you know, most college kids don't have that, where people are constantly asking you, how much do you weigh, how much weight have you lost this week, things like that. But I think he's handled it, you know, pretty well. And obviously some things he could have done better here and there, but I think overall he's starting to learn how to handle those things. And you're right, I think he has great potential, and I really think he's a player who could develop very well these next couple of years.
Dan, let's talk about the personnel in general. Are, in your opinion, are you happy with where they're at rotation-wise, or do you think they need to cut it down even more?
No, I think it's where they're kind of stuck at. Yeah, it's, he's making do, and it's, you know, obviously Lucius Nayland should be getting the minutes that Mike Keebler and Austin Thornton.
I knew where you were going with that, yep.
And, you know, like those guys, people ask, why do these guys play so much? Well, I mean, there's nobody left. They've got walk-ons after that, and they're pretty good players, as they showed the other night. They're capable of doing some things, and I think that block that Keebler had was just one of those, wow, you know,
yeah.
Like, is that Keebler? And, I think those guys, you know, they bring effort on the defensive end, and there's just really not a lot of options for Tom. So I think he's handled the rotation pretty well, all things considered.
Dan, really quick before we let you go, does this team make the tournament in your opinion, or do you think we're looking at a team that's going to end up going to the NIT?
Ooh, I've gone back and forth on that question so many times this season. It's hard
to
keep track. Yeah, I think they make the NCAA tournament. I do. I mean, they've got some winnable games. I think they'll definitely beat Iowa at home. I think they win this game, and then I think they win at Chrysler. Not sure about the Minnesota game, but I think three wins and then one or two wins in the Big Ten tournament gets them in. I think they're capable of that. I think, you know, they know what they're playing for. I think it's going to be tough, and you cannot stumble. If you lose to Illinois, it's pretty much done with, I think, as far as your hopes there go. But, you know, they get a win on Saturday. I really like the chances.
Talking with Dan Kilbridge from SpartanTailgate.com here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Dan, you said you thought they'd get the win tonight over Illinois. What's the difference from the last meeting that you see happening?
I think, like I said, you know, Michigan State playing with a little more intensity, and maybe McCamey not playing with as much confidence. I mean, you know, he's been struggling for quite a while for Illinois. He played better against Michigan, certainly, but he's been struggling a little bit. And I think, you know, now that you got those guys in Knicks and Payne playing better in the paint, you got a good matchup on Tisdale. You know, maybe some of their other bigs don't hurt you as much. And again, I just don't think Illinois has a repeat performance shooting 53% from the field.
There you go, Dan Kilbridge, SpartanTailgate.com. Dan, we appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. You too.
All right, Dan Kilbridge, SpartanTailgate.com. When we come back, we'll have our final thoughts on Illinois, Michigan State, and some other stuff going on in the Big Ten around the nation. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.